You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu in Raise Your Game. I'm here with Joseph Tan from Good Monday Consulting as we continue our performance by character series, and we'll be talking about two more character qualities today. So what is the character quality that we'll be talking about first?
Well, the character quality that we'll be talking about today, Frida, it's availability and wisdom.
All right. And when you talk about availability, what is the opposite, quality for availability?
Okay. Availability is defined as making my own schedule and priorities secondary to the wishes of those I serve. I think we will be able to understand availability better in the context of what's the opposite. The opposite of availability is selfishness.
Okay, so why is it important to be available?
Now, before I talk about availability, I think it's good that we just take a step back and ask ourselves, why are we talking about character? Mm. Why are we talking about character as a way to raise our game? You will find that out there in the area of self-development, there's a lot of focus on competency. So much so that we forget that what really distinguishes one person from another person beyond competency is the ability to be sensitive to our conscience. And that's the reason why character is important. Because character, it's what we do, especially when no one is looking. And this is especially pertinent in the area of availability. Because being available means we are open to serving others and being able to meet needs even though others are not looking, and we may not receive the immediate appreciation.
Oh, the immediate accolades and all that. It's very interesting you say what you do and or what you don't do also. Right?
It could be
what you do, what you don't do. So when you talk about how does that play in the workplace, for example?
I mean, for example, there's this retailer in the US, they are called Nordstrom, and they are the top retailer in the customer satisfaction area. And this is how they do it. Whenever they have a new employee induction, what they do is they give to each of the new employee a 8x5-inch card, and this is what they write on the card. Rule number one, use your good judgment in all situations. There will be no additional rules. Please feel free to ask your department manager, store manager, or division general manager any questions at any time. Now, this is an exemplification of what availability is. Availability is that stance that I will do whatever it takes to meet the needs of someone else. And in this area, it is the customer. Everything that I do is subservient to what the customer wants.
Right. You said good judgment. That's a very, it can be a very difficult thing.
That's right. That's why after the break, we're going to talk about wisdom as the counterbalance character quality for availability.
Okay. Now, so what are the key steps to applying this character quality of availability?
Well, there are a few key steps, Freda. The first step is to be productive. What does it mean to be productive? Productive means we have got to be disciplined in our schedule. We should be busy about doing what is important for that day. That's why if you want to get things done, it's usually easier to ask someone who is busy, you know, rather than ask someone who is self-centered or someone who is just, you know, swatting flies. Because an available person is oftentimes a productive person. So we have got to be busy about doing the right thing. That is the first step of being available. Secondly, in being available, we have got to learn how to develop useful skills. Learn to keep up with the changes. Research business trend. Know what skills you would need in the future. Think about it. The skills by which I am hired for the job many years ago are not necessarily the skills that will keep me in my job. Moreover, it might not even be the skills that will give me the promotion that I need. So being available doesn't only mean being available to serve the needs of others, but being available to equip myself to serve future needs.
And I guess in this case, it's not the onus of the company to develop your skills. It's also the onus on you to develop these new skills.
That's right. That's right. I mean, character, it's something ingrained within us that we must do and take initiative to act upon.
All right. Yeah. What would be the third step?
Well, another way to develop the character quality of availability is to find ways to help. It's to understand our job description, and not only that, but be available to perhaps even helping our colleagues, even helping those from other departments. And sometimes if we go beyond our job description and be available to help the newcomer, be available to help someone from another department, what we are actually doing is building bridges of communication, building bridges of relationships, so that next time in the future when we need help, they will be available to help us. So this is the law of life at work, is it? What goes around comes around. If we are available for others, they will in turn be available for us.
Okay, and I guess people sometimes cannot see that because they want immediate results and immediate, you know, when they do something, they want something back immediately.
Yeah, that's right. That's selfishness. Selfishness, you see. So that's why availability is making my own schedule and priorities secondary to the wishes of those I serve.
Okay, it was the fourth step.
The fourth step is regular communication. I remember during my days as a product engineer in Motorola, we have this weekly routine called the quickie.
Okay.
The quickie. And every Friday afternoon, before 12 noon, that is, the manager would ask everyone, hey, give me your weekly quickie. What happens is that we make it a discipline to update everyone else on what's happening so that we're alert, you see. Because although I'm a electrical engineer, I've got to be alert to what's happening at the mechanical side. I've got to be alert to some of the issues that the purchasers are facing. I've got to be alert and also be available to help out if there are any quality problems that's on the line. So regular communication is also very important if we want to make availability a part of our day-to-day.
And I like how it's called quickie, so people know that it's going to be fast.
Yeah, that's right. So being there to give that regular communication and update is very important. And the last step towards practicing the character quality of availability is to serve cheerfully. Cheerfulness is a choice. You know, I mean, Freda, there are days you wake up on the wrong side of the bed, you know.
Yes.
There are days you are caught in the traffic. But if we just allow the circumstances and the mood to override our disposition, then you won't feel like being available for anyone. You won't feel like serving others. You won't feel like helping out when people ask you to. So learn to serve cheerfully. Well, the key is not to feel happy about it, but to get it done anyway. Happiness is a byproduct.
Okay. So, happiness is a byproduct. All right.
Not a goal in itself.
Okay. So have joy in whatever you do.
That's right.
The inner joy from that.
Yeah.
Now, so how can you apply this in a job and personal life? Some examples, perhaps.
I would say that if we were to take a step back and look at the successful personality and the people who have made it, most of the time we tend to focus on the fruit of their success, failing to realize that they actually go through a period of obscurity. You know, Bill Gates, for example, dropped out from school and had to spend years developing software programs that nobody else wanted to develop. You know, in fact, Microsoft came about because he developed the operating system that IBM didn't want to do. So you find that successful people go through a period of obscurity where they do things that other people don't want to do. They are not famous then. But what happens is that they are faithful. They continue to make their services available. They are there to do things that other people don't want to do, and they are faithful. And then there will come a day where their faithfulness will result in a fruitful career it will result in something significant that happens. So success really doesn't happen overnight. Success is the cumulative effect of day-to-day availability to serve the needs of others around us.
And I guess call it what you will, you know, reaping what you sow, karma, you know, it all comes back to, you know, to whatever
you put in. You will reap what you sow. It's just that nowadays people tend to be impatient. I want the $1 million of so-and-so, but don't give me the $1 million headache and the effort that goes with it. Come on, you can't have it both ways. Unless, of course, that person is your dad.
Okay. When we return, we'll talk about another character quality in Raise Your Game, BFM 89.9. Good morning, this is Frida Liu in Raise Your Game. I'm speaking to Joseph Tan from Good Monday Consulting in a Performance by Character series. And earlier we were talking about availability. And now we'll touch on wisdom, right? So, okay, let's what's the character definition of wisdom, and why is it the, you know, opposite or the balance behind availability?
Well, wisdom. Let me try and sound wise here. Well, before I talk about the character quality of wisdom, like to highlight an interesting point here, that character is actually a generational word. Freda, you will find that by and large, people who are interested in good character are those who are concerned with future leadership. Those who are concerned with the generation that comes after them. Meaning that people who are long-term in their thinking think about character. Whereas those who are more pragmatic and more short-term, they want the quick bang right now, seldom think about character. What they think about is competency. Just get me from point A to point B. I don't care how you get there. Just get me there. Well, character, well, it doesn't really matter. What matters is the bottom line. But when you talk about a person who is concerned about the company's future, about the company's reputation, they will not be so short-term in their thinking. They will think about the consequences. They will think about long-term implications, which brings us right now to the character quality of wisdom.
Okay.
Wisdom is defined as seeing and responding to life situations from a perspective that transcends my current circumstances. That's quite a mouthful, but what that actually means is that we are able to see our problems and life situations from a bigger perspective and not be caught up in all the petty details. We can connect the dots and equate consequences with choices.
Okay, so how does that counterbalance with availability?
Well, availability acts on the details. Availability means, okay, my time is available to do this. I'm available to meet this need. I'm available to go see this person. I'm available to get these things done. But availability works within the context of priorities.
Right.
Yeah.
So you need to be able to see things from a micro perspective and step back and also see things from a macro perspective.
That's right. That's right. So what wisdom does is that wisdom gives us that perspective by which availability makes sense. Some people could be very busy, but busyness is just an activity. Busyness plus wisdom equals purposefulness. So you could be very busy, but you may not be very purposeful. So what's the missing ingredient? I think wisdom is that missing ingredient.
Okay, so what's the opposite character quality of wisdom? I shudder to think what the word would be.
Well, someone who is not wise is a fool.
All right.
Okay, so the opposite of wisdom is foolishness.
Right, yeah. Not the S word. All right, okay. So we've explained, okay, why? So what are the key steps to applying this character quality of wisdom?
Well, the 5 key steps to building wisdom. Step number 1 is to get understanding. A wise person is constantly on the learning mode. It's actually quite easy to tell the difference between a wise person and a foolish person. Just wait until the mouth opens and hear and see for yourself what comes out from the tongue. That will reveal wisdom or the lack of it. Because basically, the foolish person thinks he knows everything. Okay, whereas a wise person appreciates advice. A wise person is willing to revise his thinking. A wise person seeks to connect the dots. Oh, if I do this, this is what will happen. And they gain understanding.
See, so, now I'm afraid to ask you the next question because I've opened my mouth. Okay, what will be the next step?
A wise person not only gets understanding, but he seeks good advice, you see.
Mm.
And seeking good advice is measured in terms of how open we are to listening to criticism.
Okay.
It's criticism. Within each criticism, someone once said there is a kernel of truth. Meaning that whenever anyone criticizes me, 70% of what they say may not be true, but it takes a wise person to look at that 30% and say, yeah, all right. What you say may be very hurtful, but I think there is a kernel of truth there and I'm willing to extract that out instead of being defensive. So,
right.
Wisdom is demonstrated there. Plus also, the third step is someone who is wise is willing to learn from their past. I believe it's Santiago that says, those who do not learn from history are bound to repeat it. So,
okay. You know, so, before you talk about learning from the past and also just prior to that, seeking good advice, how do you know who to seek good advice from?
Well, as a rule of thumb, seek advice from those who have traveled the road before. So that's why in most of my training sessions, especially if there's young people in the group, I would usually advise them, please don't be always mingling around with people of the same age as you. You know, if you take a look at your Facebook or your contact list, and you find that 100% of them is either at the same age as you or just slightly younger than you, you will not be able to learn much from life. So I'd like to encourage them to have at least 20 to 30% of their friends to be people who are older than them.
Right.
You know, because when we hit a rough spot, we not only need a shoulder to cry on, we need a hand to lift us up. So seek advice from those who are older. For example, my wife and I, we have got mentors that guide us in the area of our marriage. So we seek advice from those who have been married many years before us.
Successfully.
Yeah, that's right. And in terms of business, I go talk to another friend who's been in the training and consulting line many years before me. So learn to leverage on the expertise and the experience of others. Someone once said, gain experience as cheaply as possible. You know, without having to go through the school of hard knocks yourself. Talk to those who have been knocked down before.
Okay. What would be the fourth step?
The fourth step is to choose our friends carefully.
Right.
There are two ways to test a person's character. So let's say next time if, you know, you're son brings back home the prospective daughter-in-law. What you need to do is just two tests to test someone's character. Are we ready?
Okay.
Step number one is find out what books he or she reads. Okay? The type of books or the type of magazine a person reads reveals a lot about his or her character. And secondly, who does he usually hang out with? Yeah. So our friends, the company that we keep and the books that we read define our character.
Right.
And of course, maybe the radio station that we listen to.
Ah, okay. Sneak that one. Okay. And finally, what was the step?
Wisdom is not a theoretical word. Wisdom is the ability to exercise judgment. And we spoke about judgment early on in the Nordstrom customer service example. Wisdom is the ability to exercise judgment, to act upon what we have learned. So wisdom here is really about applying what we have learned. It's about replacing old assumptions. It's about conquering old habits. So a wise person learns what is right and does what it takes to do it.
Okay, so how do you apply wisdom in your job or personal life?
Wisdom, we tend to have this picture, Freda, that wisdom is a wise old sage sitting on top of a mountain surrounded by clouds. And in order to get wisdom, you know, you must climb up that mountain and say, oh, great guru, I finally located you. Tell me what's, you know, whatever. But actually, wisdom is to be found right under our noses. Every day, wisdom is actually screaming at us. You will be able to learn wisdom from observation. Someone once said that to acquire knowledge, one must study, but to acquire wisdom, one must observe. Observe how relationship works. Observe from the example of others. Observe from great lives of the past that you read up. Learn how to connect the dots. Let me give you an example. Gordon Selfridge, the founder of the Selfridge's chain of stores in the UK, was a very wise person. He exercises wisdom on a daily basis in how he select the right employees, in how he connect the dots between the here and now and what is to be. For example, in the early days, he had this chap called Gibbo who worked for him. And one day, Gordon Selfridge was not in a good mood and the phone rang and Gibbo answered the phone. And obviously, the person on the other line wanted to speak to Gordon. And Gordon whispered to Gibbo, tell him I'm not here. Tell him I'm not here. And Gibbo, without the blink of an eye, turned around and told Gordon, you tell him. You tell him you're not here. And boy, Gordon was just fuming mad after the whole episode was over. And when he confronted Gibbo, this is what Gibbo said. If I can lie for you, then I can lie to you. If I can lie for you, then I can lie to you. Now that's very wise. This is someone who can make a connection between his present behavior and future outworking. And Gibbo became a trusted advisor for Gordon from then on. So wisdom is to be able to connect the dots.
Okay. Any final words before we depart?
Well, the final word is this. We have got to understand that within the context of wisdom, that choices equal consequences. We must realize that life is a series of connections. In this interview session on Raising Your Game, we must understand that good character in the area of wisdom and availability is to be exercised not only within just the context of our job, but it must be exercised within the context of the roles that we play in life. Good character is something that we should bear in mind not only at work, but also our role as a husband, a wife, a dad, or a mom. So my encouragement to listeners is that as you hear about these character qualities, learn to apply it not only in your job, but also to life as well.
We've been talking about two character qualities, availability and wisdom. I've been speaking to Joseph Tan from Good Monday Consulting in a Performance by Character series right here in Race Your Game.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station.